arc of breath. In Beijing, citizens avoid the outdoors, pay thousands for indoor air filters. The rich build protective barriers over backyards, gigantic domes over tennis courts, soccer fields. It is already happening. When I first landed in Delhi, walked outside the hotel, circled round the old colonial streets, teeming with beautiful faces, I breathed the equivalent of 25 cigarettes, the young guide told me later. You could tell he wanted to leave India's massed cities, drowning in smoke, coal, village fires, but there are not enough arcs. A deluge is already, wave by smoky wave, filling the thin skin of blue circling this globe. Fires in California, fires in Siberia, Europe. This is just a beginning, as every end is. It's a mother necessity. The arc we seem to need to navigate this dying sea of atmosphere, where already I began to worship breath's dark enigma.